B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Song. It's kind of got that like Munster's keyboard effect thing.
Superstition.
Yeah, you see us played at a Halloween party.
Yeah,
good song.
Like all weirdos dressed up. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Not a lot of Halloween songs.
How dare you, Jim?
You want a list? List of what?
Why don't you play two
Halloween songs?
Yeah, like spooky, scary rock songs.
Thriller?
No, I think we're good.
Thriller?
No, I'll give him a list. And he can play the. He's trying to pass this off as a Halloween song.
Rob Zombie. He's got to have something.
It's Halloween-ish.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
Ravens this weekend for the Patriots. Is this the biggest current rival the Patriots have? And I say current because it's not the biggest rival the Patriots have had. But...
Yes.
They don't have very...
Unequivocally.
They don't have any rivalries that are alive right now. Listen, the Colts thing is dead.
I would say the Colts... Sort of, Colts-Manning was the biggest one during the Brady era.
Yeah, no doubt.
Brady Belichick era.
That's number one. It's not even close. Number one, Colts with Manning, there's no close second to that. But it sort of came back alive with when they had Luck and they made it here and obviously everything that happened with Deflategate. But... Sort of.
Wasn't even that, though.
It really wasn't.
Because on the field, it sucked.
It wasn't any good on the field. They were never a threat
Games
on the field.
Were never close.
They were never close. They never were a threat.
So you're talking about a team that the Patriots have had a rivalry with that could still give them a game today.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, they've had a rivalry, I think, with the Broncos over the years. That's dead.
How about the Colts? Did you say the Colts? All right. Well, I was trying to go through the thing.
What about the
Colts? Wasn't that?
What about the Colts? The Manning Colts?
You were talking about the Broncos. You said the Broncos thing is dead.
Jim.
Well, I say it's the Colts.
We'll find out what he said at 150.
We'll find out at 150. Like, as a man, you have that thing.
No, Hardy.
On your body.
Are you okay?
Is that what you started with?
We spent like 90 seconds on it.
Unequivocally, by far,
and you were not checked out. I mean, you were here with us.
Oh yeah,
you were engaged in the conversation. Are you all right?
He was like, "Yeah."
What about the Colts, though?
What about them?
We just did that.
Right. Not only did we do the Manning Colts, we went into the Andrew Luck Colts and talked about how those ones weren't really even competitive because the scores.
Okay,
weren't.
In my defense, I don't remember any of that.
And never threatened. And he's like, "Yeah."
That's okay.
Well, what about the Colts?
What about the Colts?
Jesus.
So
this happens once a week.
It's
great. It's good. It's good for the show. Good content.
The Broncos, that's dead. They stink.
Yeah, but even that was manufactured because you put Manning with them. You know,
so it's like the Broncos in 2005 knocked the Patriots out.
They never played well in Denver.
Okay.
They never played well in Denver is enough to make that a big thing,
but it's not now.
They have historically played poorly in Denver. They're right. Entire the history of the franchise. They have played poorly in Denver. That predates Belichick and Brady forever. The Broncos have kicked their ass forever. It's a hated team in the history of Patriots fans.
Okay.
And then they had that really big marquee win there with the intentional safety. Right? One of the marquee regular season wins of Belichick's time as head coach. That one was huge. They had the loss there in the playoffs in 2005. Jake Plummer, right?
Yeah.
So there's that. Then you have that. You have that sort of back and forth.
Yeah, the weird Tebow stretch, and then he went to finding a real quarterback.
Then you have the Manning era with the Broncos. You've got that big comeback win with Peter and the the punt and the comeback in the rain here at Gillette.
True. Yep.
And you had some good back and forth with
Tlaib and
the
Welker.
Broncos.
Never saw a dirtier play by the player.
And sort of the arms race in the AFC with the Broncos and the Patriots and who's sort of ramping up and adding the most and who's building their roster faster. And there's a real threat there from the Broncos. The Broncos won a Super Bowl. So in the middle of the Patriots' current dynasty, part two of Belichick Brady, the Broncos were in that mix. So they were a rival. It's now dead. They're out.
Right. If you're talking all time, Broncos are absolutely in the conversation.
Currently
but if
dead.
if you're trying to make a case for today and you say it's Baltimore, I think it's Kansas City.
Kansas City's getting there.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, Kansas City handed you a loss that a lot of people thought was the end of Tom Brady and the end of the Patriots dynasty.
Then they came here with Alex Smith and beat you in opening night when you dropped the banner.
Then they came here and beat you opening night when you were raising it. But the Patriots don't lose games like this. Yes, they did. And then when everyone thought that the Chiefs were going to win the AFC Championship in Kansas City, the Patriots went in there.
You're just leaving out these really important parts, Hardy.
Like what?
When you get to January, the Chiefs let it trickle down their leg, whereas the Ravens have actually come here and punched you right in the face.
They've knocked your you know what. They came up to you.
That's
they came
what
up
makes
your
it a rivalry.
Multiple
the Ravens
times, and
have
they
been
knocked
a real
your you know
threat.
What in the dirt. They could literally come up in your building and knock your you know what in the dirt and tell you, go have fun at the Pro Bowl. And then you got your quarterback yelling at him. Maybe you should go study the rule book after the Manawa Nui game.
Okay, so let me.
And then Deflategate. They started Deflategate.
Okay, so
the Ravens did.
Let me phrase it this way then. If we're still talking about today, what team do you think gives the Patriots a better game Sunday night? Ravens in Baltimore or Chiefs in Kansas City?
Ravens in Baltimore.
Okay, well, let's say Mahomes is healthy.
Right now, Ravens in Baltimore. I actually fear today, based on the way the Chiefs have played the last month,
their defense sucks.
I feel like this game coming up on Sunday night is going to be a stronger test for the Patriots than the Kansas City Chiefs were. That may not be true when we get to January, because I still believe the Chiefs are going to turn things around and get better as the season goes on. But the way these two teams have played, Baltimore's been a better team as of late.
Oh my God.
Than Kansas City.
It's not as good a story, though. If you're talking about how the general public would perceive this and you're trying to convince them what's the better rivalry right now, the Chiefs would still have it over the Ravens.
Well, I think you need some hatred in that. The Patriots and Ravens have met in four playoff games. And they're 2-2.
2-2. And like, one of the games you were down twice by 14.
I'll never forget that divisional game. Yeah, and you had an epic comeback with breaking the glass and
twice.
Edelman throwing to Amendola and breaking out all those crazy formations that pissed off the Ravens and pissed off Harbaugh, saying, you know, this is ridiculous, and Shane Vereen's out there not as a receiver, decoy.
In the other game.
And then you've got Brady telling Harbaugh, learn the rule book after the game. This thing, there's some heat here.
You forget, too.
Don't like each other.
The other one you won, that other one to get you to two wins, their kicker hooked it. He hooked it. That's how you win that game.
Right.
And was that Sterling Moore and Lee Evans in the end zone there?
Yes. He knocked it out.
It's the Ravens.
They won.
To me, it's the Ravens and nobody else. It really is. Over the years, it's the Ravens and nobody
else.
Regular
season, kick over the field goal
people
post,
will
over
say,
the post, not over the post.
Hashtag show us the tape.
That's right.
My campaign.
Yeah.
Show us that
Vince,
damn tape.
Vince is standing there, won't leave the field, and he's pointing. No,
Suggs
that
and
thing
Brady
went
back
wide.
And forth all the time.
I got
Suggs
an idea.
And Brady, Suggs
I got
and Brady.
An idea.
How about Brady sliding into Ed Reed with his leg up when you lost that AFC title
As we
game?
Continue to talk about this, why don't we dig out some of these highlights
Let's
out of the
it.
Archive over the next couple of days?
But don't call it, say it's Pittsburgh.
As we talk about this rivalry.
I just asked Mass. He said the Colts.
Right now?
Don't wait till
no, of the,
wait till
of the
two.
Era. Of the
wait
era.
Till two.
Of the era.
Is he a host not listening?
Yeah.
He not here at the start of the segment?
Tom go asking the question.
Tom go find his producer locked in a TV garden.
Well, then he is a, I was going to say dip.
He's a dink.
Don't-ish. He's a dip-ish, too.
Don't sleep on Indianapolis.
Oh, you two morons.
Don't call me maybe.
And we'll talk more about this, though, because.
Colts. What about the Colts?
It's fun to talk about.
You mentioned a Colts.
It's fun to talk about because I think these coaches have a lot of respect for each other, though. Belichick and Harbaugh. More about this, though. And Hardy, save your thought, because obviously you got something that just hit you.
No, I don't think my host not listening was all that bad. I don't think it was.
No.
I want the
I think it was.
If you're going to replay it, I want the unedited version.
I want the unedited version, and I want in detail.
I want in detail
and went from one Colt team to another Colt
team. I think you talked about the Colts for 10 seconds. You talked about something else for a minute, and then I mentioned the Colts. I think that's all
it was. Callers, you can tell Hardy how wrong he is, too. That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. Flacco pulls away, play fake, and a bootleg to the right. Fires out to the right side, catch made by Kamari, and fights into the end zone. And a touchdown for the former Patriot.
You're kidding me. Kamari Aiken, first series of a divisional playoff game, scores on you.
Diving grab and a touchdown for Baltimore.
We're down 14-0.
John Harbaugh, the Raven coach, said to his team reportedly last night, the Patriots have no idea what they're in for. None of us do. Tom drops back, steps up. Brady's going to run. Brady is going to score. Touchdown, Patriots!
We got life. We got a pulse. Get on his back, boys. Get on his back.
Brady, quick throw, left side, and Amendola makes the grab. Good left side of attack. Amendola to the five. Takes a shot, comes down, four-man rush, stands it. Tom throws down the middle, ball intercepted by Darryl Smith.
Terrible, terrible throw by Brady.
Flacco under center, pulls away. What a look to throw. Flacco swings it to the right flat for Forsett, an open throw to the end zone. Touchdown, Baltimore.
That could be your ball game right there, folks. That could be it.
Tom throws for Gronkowski, catch is made. Touchdown, Patriots.
It's one protein bar. We need one more.
Good throw for Julian, lateral. Setting up a screen. He's going to look to throw downfield. Amendola wide open. Makes the catch at the 18 and strike. He's gone. Touchdown, Patriots. Tom has it. Throws to the left side. For LaFell. Touchdown, Patriots. What a throw from Tom Brady. And New England finally has the lead. Shotgun snap to Flacco. Drops back against a four-man run. Throws down the left side. Torrey Smith got behind the defense. The ball's intercepted by Daron Harmon. A trip to the AFC Championship.
We're coming back next week, and that's all I know. I don't need sleep. Who needs sleep?
Whew. That's a rivalry right there.
Colts.
Patriots and Ravens. Well, not right now, it's not. Yeah. And that was going back to the Patriots win over the Ravens 2014 season.
Red Sox-Yankees were fun back in the day.
January 10th, 2015 at Gillette Stadium.
That gets me sweaty.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That was the day, the only day I ever remember Gillette Stadium shaking.
There's history with this team. But it's also not the same team. It's not. They've started over a little bit. They've got a new quarterback.
And they've got a
staff that has changed over.
And that's
they've got a defense that has changed over and gotten younger.
But they're trying to replace them with similar type players. Like the Earl Thomas signing is an Ed Reed type.
There's a program there. It feels like there's a style and a program.
Respect the hell out of this team and their program and everything else, but that's part of why I don't think it's the biggest rivalry at this moment in time, because there's a fair number of fair weather football fans who couldn't tell you who the quarterback for the Ravens is right now. It's just not, it doesn't have the same juice that the Chiefs have right now. That's got some juice to it.
See, New England goes in there and pastes one on a Monday night. It sort of really kills the talk of this. But like if the Ravens pop you Monday night, Lamar Jackson has a decent game. Like, shoot, we're going to see them again.
I'll come in here and say I was wrong on Monday and totally blew that one. You're absolutely right.
Baltimore needs to pull a rabbit out of their, you know what, in this one to keep this thing going. Because if you go down there and pace them, you're going to say, well, it's just, hey, it's a one-trick pony. They made him throw the ball, and he can't throw it, and here we go again.
Okay, like,
but I understand
his point.
Take
the quarterbacks out of it, which is hard to do because the quarterback's really important.
Okay.
It's like taking Mahomes out.
Just do this.
No,
just play my game.
All right,
play my game for a moment.
What if you take the quarterbacks out?
It's like Felger Mazza. They talk about the Patriots win on Sunday. You know, take away the three turnovers.
Take away Edelman.
And take away.
Switch the coaches.
All the
take away the coaches all the, and the
take
three
away all the completed passes by Brady.
If the game wasn't at Gillette and there was no rain, and you don't have Brady, you don't have Belichick.
No, but dude, just play my game. Just play my game. Ready?
Yeah, they were the better team.
You get to January.
Yeah, I agree, Mike.
You get to January. Who do you fear more? Do you fear Andy Reid or do you fear John Harbaugh?
Right now, I feel Andy Reid. And this is why I say Baltimore needs
every
to
be time, every time. No,
that is
no.
bull crap.
No,
you
it's
know
not.
It. Patriots
no,
fans
skillset?
Fear
because
John Harbaugh
of Kansas
more
City.
Than they do Andy
Reid. Kansas City can score 31 points in one quarter.
Anyone like who says AFC that now is just stupid. And
dude,
they're whistling
game
past the graveyard.
John Harbaugh.
Every time someone says that, you think Andy Reid's going to come in here on opening night when the Patriots host the banner and
Mahomes might.
No, but he did. Oh, you think Andy...
I said January. I didn't say opening night. I said January. Playoff time.
Because you're belittling Andy Reid.
Yes, I am. Because Andy Reid gets into those spots, and he can't manage the clock, and he can't manage the game situation, and he's buried in a play sheet, and he's not a great head coach at the end of the day when it really matters the most.
Was Andy Reid the reason why the Chiefs lost that game last January?
Oh, he's part of the reason why the Chiefs
part
lost
of it,
that
part
game.
Of it, but it wasn't all
absolutely.
A coaching thing. It wasn't all on Andy Reid. Patriots offense was just unstoppable that day.
John Harbaugh is, to me, a better manager of the game as a head coach than Andy Reid.
I'm not talking
about X's and O's and running an offense or running a defense. You know, more coordinator-like duties.
You said
duty. I'm talking about...
duty.
Okay.
I don't think John Harbaugh, in fact, I'll give you this. Harbaugh's better coach. Fine.
Better head coach.
But I don't think Andy Reid is a clown. I am not doing this whole Andy Reid. Nope. Not anymore. I've seen him beat the Patriots enough times to where I'm not gonna cut that guy out.
I fear the team that can score.
Well, Andy Reid still
score.
Looking for that Super Bowl as a head coach. John Harbaugh is not. That's all. Scoreboard. I'll do a scoreboard for you. Check scoreboard. Mark in Medford. That's an interesting song.
That sounded like Gordon Lightfoot.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Sundown, you better look back.
It was Sundown. That's what I thought it was.
Sundown, yeah.
What other Edmund Fitzgerald songs you got in your repertoire there, Zoe?
When
you see a fun little...
It's three-chord Lightfoot.
That's actually excellent. I give you a lot of credit there.
When you see a pretty lady walking the moon. And with sisters and pounding cheese. Chasing that raccoon. Sundown, the sun just came down. Well, it's night time in here, and you better lay down. Dun, dun,
ching, ching, I know what he's talking about.
Yep, up in here.
I have no clue what the horse is.
Yes!
Turn up, Jim.
Yeah. Gordon Lightfoot, love this guy.
All right, Cape Cod.
Is this yacht rock?
Makes me sick.
Little bit. I don't know that it would be officially considered in that genre, but.
Yacht rock's back in March.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress.
And her walking the moon.
And I couldn't care less.
I forgot her address. Down, you better look back. Creeping up my back.
Oh, hey.
Easy, Doc.
That's that noble sky.
I think we can do a Sundown headlines today. Monster Mash headlines in about an hour at 12:30. Then we'll do the Sundown headlines.
Sometimes.
Sometimes the Celtics win. Sometimes the Celtics win big when they're losing really bad in that first half.
We won't
We won't so write it.
Who is that weirdo under the bucket?
Last night the World Series came to an end. It was the National.
Yeah. Remember where you are, so you remember you are.
So on Friday, we're going to do Sundown Headlines. You, why not?
Remember where you are, so you know where you were
then. You are then. 11:50 Eastern Standard Time. 10 minutes till midnight. You hear that clock chime.
I just want to see it so you guys can sing without moving your mouths like you're doing now.
Sundown Headlines today, Artie? What do you think?
Oh, sure.
It might be a bonus.
Why not? We'll add that in, a little ditty at 1:30.
It's daylight savings this weekend, right?
Is it really?
Daylight savings
headlines. Sundown Headlines tomorrow.
Yes.
Sundown Headlines tomorrow.
I'll make it work.
I'm so stupid. Andrew and Pataki.
Hi.
Boys, how we doing?
Good, great.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you guys know, like, historically, when it comes to mobile quarterbacks, the Patriots don't really fare out. There's something about Lamar Jackson that's going to make about, I don't know, a few good, like, breakaway plays, like, breakup plays, and that's going to really, like, kind of torch us. Hoping that doesn't happen. But, like, you guys know that kind of how that's like, how it works when it comes to mobile quarterbacks and the fat stick. Kind of wanted you guys to chime in. Also, I'm headed to Baltimore Saturday, and I know you're a big Maryland guy.
Yes, sir.
Any good spots that a few 26-year-old reckless kids should go?
I would walk around. Are you staying in Inner Harbor?
Right in that area for an Airbnb.
Fells Point. Anywhere in Fells Point. Walk around. Ton of bars in Fells Point. Awesome food. Great pubs. Fells Point.
You said Fells or Fells?
F-E-L-L-S. Fells. Fells Point.
Fells Point. So,
tell them Zoe sent you.
All right, boys.
Fells Point. Fells Point. They're going, they're going down there. Drinking goes down.
Yeah. Bring some underwear. You see you finally.
Fells Point.
Stop.
If it's raining, better bring some
umbrella for
some
there.
Heavy outerwear.
Rain slickers down there.
More on this, 617-779-0985. And we're going to get to the mobile quarterback point. Does that concern you? You got something on that, so I know you want to get to that. The Patriots have, over the last few years, they've had a little bit of a hard time dealing with some of the mobile quarterbacks. I think it's a little overstated. Some guys have had some runs on them.
Things are different now.
I would say the Patriots defense is a little different. Zoe's going to tell us why. That's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Yeah, there's a major problem, and everybody's had trouble with him. It'd be a big challenge for us. Yeah, he can do it all. He can run. He can throw. Throw on the run. He can extend plays. It's tough.
It's Bill Belichick on Lamar Jackson, running quarterback. It's not just scrambles, as we talked to Kyle Van Noy about yesterday. That's not just what this is about. It's not just him looking downfield, not having it. There are design runs within this offense for Lamar Jackson. Zone read stuff. There are draw plays that turn into runs for him. So
Colts, they call sweeps, and they'll run full. They'll take the fullback. They'll take the upback. They'll take the tailback. They'll block ahead of him. That's a three-man wall in front of him. And then his ability to stay small and get through it, it becomes like a Darren Sproles type thing. You know, that's tough to stop. If you have the defense that you had when you played Philadelphia in the Super Bowl in Minnesota, I think you're in trouble Monday night. And I say that because I think that's a base defense where they sit and they read and then they react.
All right.
This is an attacking defense. This is different. The front is different. And I go back to the days when we would play against Jerome Bettis with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I remember how things were coached, where we would be proactive, meaning, okay, Ted Johnson was one of the best gap readers, where he would say, okay, I'm going to hit this 3 or 5 hole, and I know where Bettis is going here. And I'm going to anticipate, and I'm going to meet him there. That's how he tore one of his biceps, just running right through it. But Ted would have this innate ability to take the offensive to him. He would attack Bettis in the backfield instead of wait, you know, shuffle, do what a linebacker does, take on a guard, and then I'm going to make the tackle wrap up and wait for people to come. I think what they're going to do Monday night is, I think they're going to attack him. They're going to go after him. But I think they're going to do that with multiple 8-man fronts. And I think it's going to come out of a nickel and not a base front. See, everybody thinks they're going to go in this game, okay, it's going to be Shelton, it's going to be Guy. You know, we're going big here. And we're going to stick Hightower in the middle, and it's just going to be a base. No. No, no, no. This is about gap control. This is about getting Butler in a game. It's about running those TE games, twists on the sides, to where you need to do the run blitzes to get this guy and make him guess in the backfield. The last thing you let this guy do is get in route, meaning around in. Okay, now I got my caravan of blockers. That plays into the hands of Baltimore. That's better for him. That's better for Lamar Jackson. I think it's going to be Chung down in the box. They're going to mix it up, I think, with Jonathan Jones. If you take a guy and you spy him, maybe Jamie Collins could spy. And I know people think that Collins can't run. But can he run enough between the numbers to where your run support on the outside is going to be good enough from guys like Gilmore and company? And I think Jason McCourty is one of your better tackling corners. To where I think I could see Jason McCourty getting more run in this game than a J.C. Jackson. So I think their mix of DBs, where you're going to now all of a sudden have maybe 4 or even 5 corners on the field at one time. And you're all going to be around the front. I think it's all in the box. And you're going to have enough balls to trust your corners like Gilmore, like Jackson, and whoever you roll out there on the other side opposite him. It could be McCourty. And you got one free guy in the back. This isn't about preventing a long play over the top. This is about preventing a long play on the ground. The roles have flipped from week to week here. Now, you look at last week, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to stay back. We're not going to let them get behind us. You know, Cleveland's got a lot of skill on the outside. They got 3 receivers that can go. You know what, Chubb? You might get 150 yards, but we're okay with giving those yards up because we're eliminating the big play over the top. Bill's got something in his pocket, and Mayo's going to have something up his sleeve here to where all of a sudden you're going to look up, and you might see Jonathan Jones as the mic in the middle of the defense. And what's Jackson do with that? Oh, crap. Now, I say mic because if Jim's looking at me like crazy. No, Jim, he's not going to play.
Oh, really?
He's not going to play the mic position. But if you're going to run a spy, who's the fastest corner that you have? Who's your best tackler? Who went 21 miles per hour? Next-gen stats tracking down Chubb to knock the ball out.
Jonathan Jones.
Who is your best tackler in space because he's a former special teamer? And a current special teamer that Bill always brings up when you bring up Slater or Bethel, Jonathan Jones. I think Jonathan Jones might be your best front guy in a five-yard box to where you've got to get that one guy on the ground. I don't care how you do it. Get him at the ankles, hog time, hit him high, hit him low. Jones, you don't let this guy get around in. I could see them taking Jones in a matchup and spying Lamar Jackson in this game, which sort of makes him one-dimensional and make him throw the football.
Spying and playing man?
I'd spy and play man. Really? No. You go zone here. But you can play man on the outside. Are their backs and their tight ends that good that you got to man them up? Is this Travis Kelce you're going up against? No. So you'll need to take one of your better covering safeties. You take Jamie Collins.
Hollywood Brown can fly.
Hollywood Brown, okay. So if I go man on the outside, I'm taking Gilmore and I'm putting him on Brown. And Devin, you stay back. Chung, let's go get in the box. I think Chung and Jones could be in your linebacker box, meaning theoretically, Hightower or Jamie Collins might be your mic when you look at it. But if you're Lamar Jackson, you look at the defense, because of the strength, you may have to point at Jonathan Jones and say, that guy's our mic. We got to slide protection in him. Is Lamar Jackson good enough to do that? And see, this is what Brady does.
They want to make him beat him with like 10, 12 play drives, right?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line?
Just try and bleed him. Yeah. Is he patient enough? And the big thing is, I think everything in this game is, everybody's going to say third down. First down. Second and nine, second and 10 is problematic for Baltimore. Baltimore wants to get you in second and 5. Because right now, we'll run it 3 straight times. We'll pick it up. And they should be able to pick up, you know, 3 runs. That's a running football team. Does that keep this kid in the pocket? squeeze the edge. I'd go nickel, and I'd bring I'd put eight men around the line of scrimmage. One guy deep, and man up the outside. You see what I'm saying? So now all of a sudden you got three cover guys. Now you got eight guys in a box. And it's not like you have eight big guys in a box. If this is that Eagle defense that you played in that Super Bowl, yeah, you'd have eight big guys in a box. Because guess what? Jordan Richards is in there in the box. That's the problems you had in that game. And you look at the rest of those guys running around. Chasing like dogs chasing cars in that Philly game. Your defense is too good. You have too many athletes in that front eight. So, I mean, that's how you're going to defend this.
This is so wildly different from 2 years ago. And I think when people talk about the Patriots struggling with mobile quarterbacks.
Multiplicity, sky's the limit with it.
2 years ago, they had issues with this.
Yeah. You don't have that.
Two seasons ago, it was a problem.
So now
the year they had Deshaun Watson, they had Cam Newton, right? That year they had some problems with it.
Yeah.
And they had some problems with it in the Super Bowl.
And it's going to help you. This is going to help you against Deshaun Watson, who's coming up on the schedule, too. See, next week you go back to basics because you got Philly, and Philly's a team that could go vertical. See, I don't think you're sitting there looking at film where they're crunching film, looking at this. Here's this route combo. Oh, crap. We need to worry when they have three bunch here.
Okay. Is this going to be the most difficult quarterback to game plan for to this point?
I think so.
Yep.
Yes.
I didn't say best quarterback.
No,
that's why. Most difficult to game plan for.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think you need everybody on the same page with this guy. You could have 10 guys on the same page, do their job. And this kid is dynamic enough to make that one guy that makes the mistake pay.
And that's why I think that they're having success. Because he offers you a number of different options for that offense. And it requires coaching to beat him. And this league sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Like right here, you're looking at some of these highlights where they lit up Miami in that first game. You know Miami played predominantly zone coverage against him?
How many points you got the Pats by this weekend, though?
Oh, 17.
Oh, okay.
Seriously?
So Zoe's got him by 17, though, this weekend. So they're not in danger of losing.
Afraid of the blackout, Zoe?
What's blackout?
It's a blackout in Baltimore. They're asking all the fans to wear black. It's like a college town.
That is so intimidating. It's like Nate, stand up, our intern Nate.
Nate's wearing all black today?
He's in his Halloween costume. Turn around, Nate. Spin. That is so damn intimidating, Nate. Like, if I walked into that stadium and saw 68,000 of them, that is some badass stuff.
Monster Mash headlines coming up at 12:30.
You know what? They might win by 20.
12:30, Monster Mash headlines.
College.
More on Patriots Ravens. Also, Baker Mayfield and Jamal Adams are both upset. You want to hear from those guys?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that next. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Black field goal up in the first half. It seemed like there was a lack of urgency there. There was something going on.
There was a penalty, so we were negative yardage.
Well, there was a lot of time between snaps.
Well, when the penalty happened, then we're behind the chains. No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. Do you want to give them the ball back? No, you don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and simple. Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What? Jesus, Tony. What?
It's Baker Mayfield. Yesterday, walking off, he quit his press conference. His availability after that question right there, that's... A veteran Cleveland sports reporter, Tony Grossi is his name.
He works for
ESPN 850 in Cleveland.
Grossi, Josie.
He was told by Baker Mayfield, that's the dumbest question you could ask. Grossi has responded by saying, I didn't want to be in a confrontation with the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, but he had been disrespectful so many times in the last couple of weeks in response to simple questions by me, is what Grossi said. Here's what I'd say to Baker Mayfield, who I don't like. I don't like Baker Mayfield. I think it's easy to root against this guy. Baker Mayfield had this guy beat. He beat him yesterday, and he screwed it up. He could have walked away with the win. When you ask a question, and you want an, you all right? And you want an answer. You don't then cut the guy off with your butts and your interruptions of the athlete who's answering you. Ask the question, let him answer. If you have a follow-up, ask a follow-up. But instead, he's not what? Getting the answer that he liked? So he's, but what about? No, you can follow up. Follow up if there's something more that you think needs to be asked. But don't start cutting the guy off mid-answer. And Baker nailed him on that. Like, just have the common courtesy of not cutting off the quarterback of the team. Right?
Yeah.
Even if quarterback is acting like a diva, you don't cut him off. You let him answer. He finishes his answer. You know, to quote Mike Felger, you talk, I talk, I talk, you talk thing. Right?
Yeah.
You're interviewing him. You're asking questions. Let him finish his answer and then ask a follow-up if you want to ask a follow-up. Don't cut him off. And Baker called him on it and yelled at him. And basically told him, shut your mouth and I'll finish asking the questions. If you don't like my answer, stop asking questions. He nailed him on it and he made him look like a jackass for cutting him off. And then he walked away. He shouldn't have walked away. That's where he lost the battle here, if you want to call it that.
Jim, can I have the question again?
He shouldn't have walked away. He didn't need to walk away. He looked like he was in the right.
Can we hear the question again prior to Baker starting to answer it and then cutting him off?
There was a penalty, so we were negative yardage.
But there was a lot of time between snaps.
When the penalty happened, then we're behind the chains. No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. Do you want to give them the ball back? No, you don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and simple. Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What? Jesus, Tony.
Like just the end of it.
Even if he's wrong.
Yeah. Mayfield had it until the end. Like, what? Jesus, you don't.
Just let him finish. Just let him finish whatever he's wrong about and then say, okay, but I'm just trying to clarify.
Mayfield looks worse at the end.
Just stop getting so punchy with it. Just slow down. That's all you got to do.
Mayfield had him and then it turned on him.
You're right. I don't know that Baker Mayfield's response would have been any different then.
That's fine, but at least you can say that, hey, I tried.
You can at least say, next question.
Baker may still be a jackass, but Baker nailed him.
Oh, I think he's
a
jackass. I do.
Baker is a jackass.
He's a cocky, you know what. Yeah.
And you ripped him for the play calling at the end of the first half, too, in the clock management.
Oh, yeah. This isn't about whether or not he was right or wrong on the field. It was stupid.
And he knows it, too, because he's defensive about
it.
You know you erred.
The questions are not wrong. The questions are valid questions.
They're good questions.
They're good, valid questions that he is asking. He's just getting a little too quick with them. And even if Baker is a jackass, you just can't cut him off. Yeah. That's it. Just common courtesy. Hold that high ground of not cutting the guy off. Let him be a jerk. And then once he's done answering, follow up again. That's all.
So as bad
Baker
as...
Baker had him nailed on the, well, you want to... I'm trying to answer him. I'm trying to give you something. I'm trying to say something. Baker's still a jackass.
Yeah.
I mean, look at him. Look at his attitude. Look at the way he handles himself.
Yeah. And
you want that guy being your quarterback?
No, it's smarmy. It's not like your team's 6-3. You're on the other end of it. You're getting
asked. Let me ask you a question
right now.
Can the quarterback ever be part of your problem as a team?
Yes, he's part of the problem.
No, Kenny, in general, in theory.
Yes.
Can your I mean, to be a good team.
Oh.
Can your quarterback ever be part of can you have a team?
Can you be a dysfunctional quarterback? No.
No, you can never be dysfunctional at quarterback.
No.
You can't have a quarterback that's part of the problem ever with your team and expect to overcome those problems. Never. You can't exist like that, and he's part of the problem there.
As bad as he was and how he looked at the end of that press conference, somebody else topped it, and it was Jamal Adams with the Jets. Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott in his heyday all of a sudden.
Hey, Jamal Adams is a good player.
A great player. Now all of a sudden he's Aaron Darnold and Tom Brady.
My agent called me and he told me what was going on. It definitely hurt me. You know, the Rams don't take calls on Aaron Donald. The Patriots don't take calls on Tom Brady. You know what I mean? That's where I hold myself in that regard. So I understand that you have a job to do. That's the way I took it.
Okay. Really good player. I don't look at him as same plane as those two players. Or Jalen Ramsey. Or Aqib Talib.
Well, my response to that would have been, yeah, but the Jags just traded Jalen Ramsey. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Didn't Tom Brady laugh at...
Get traded?
Didn't Bill Belichick laugh at John Lynch? Wasn't that part of the whole Garoppolo discussion when that spring when...
Yeah,
hey, Bill, you ever think about trading Tom Brady? What?
take the call.
I don't understand why Jamal Adams is so offended when Jamal Adams has been bitching and moaning for a month there.
Didn't he unfriend the Jets on Instagram?
Yeah, he took the Jets name off his profiles on social media. What's your issue now? I thought you were sending the message that you didn't want to be a Jet anymore.
Wouldn't you love to be?
And now you're offended that they talked to other teams about you? What is your problem?
Yeah, wouldn't you love to be equated to two first-round picks or, you know, to have your value escalate discussion?
If teams are calling on you, they're probably good teams.
Yeah.
That are going to the playoffs. Why would you not want one of those teams to come get you and rescue you
Cowboys.
From that cesspool that is the New York Jets? What are you pissed about?
It seems like he wants to stay there. And
why?
The Jets would be stupid to shop him around if they actually get a good player that wants to be there.
Like, you freaking drafted me and you said you're going to pay me and start me. I'm playing here.
But all the messages,
now you're trying to get rid of me.
All the messages he has been sending is that he doesn't want to be there.
Until the last few weeks.
Oh, well, okay. So you didn't want to be there, now you do want to be here, and now we're the bad guys? Because you're all over the place, Jamal Adams. What are you talking about?
Hey, go talk to Le'Veon Bell. see how long this league is. And see.
He seems like he wants to stay with the Jets, too. He says he's happy there. He
double down. Good.
Yeah, he's happy there because there's no pressure to do anything there. No pressure to win. He could go out and be a suckbag team and what? Live in New York? He likes living there or something?
Probably.
I mean, Jamal Adams could change his mind again in 3 days same way he just did 2 weeks ago.
I don't care how good you ever be as a Jet. It's always a Giants town.
It's always so dysfunctional with the Jets, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always.
It's exactly what the Jets need right now. You're your best young player.
Dysfunctional.
Yeah. You don't take calls on me.
Oh, really?
Why not?
Really?
We just did.
League takes calls on everyone. Doesn't mean you have to do anything, but take the call. You don't think Bill Belichick would ever take a call on any player? And that was the talk on Brady, right? Hey, I know you won't trade Garoppolo. What about Brady? Tom Brady? Get out of here.
Monster Mash headlines are coming up at 12:30. We're one half hour away from those headlines.
Wow.
You don't want to miss those.
That'd be a good one.
Why don't we jump back to your calls? Got a couple open lines. You want to grab one? Do it now. 617-779-0985. Patriots Ravens. The rivalry of Patriots Ravens. We'll jump back into that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Wow, Thursday already, huh?
As far as rivalries go, where do the Ravens rank currently for Pat's rivalries?
They're it.
Well, there's got to be some real hate there, too. I feel like there's real hate.
Yeah, there's not the test.
There's hate for the Ravens. You got hate for the Chiefs already?
Kansas City's track. It's
Who's
a track meet.
Hate for the Chiefs. I mean, yeah.
Ooh, no. Chiefs Kingdom. Ooh.
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 Chiefs.
Ooh, Kingdom.
Ooh. If Lamar Jackson comes in and gives him a game, it just takes us to the next level
because
a new quarterback comes in.
That means new era of Ravens.
They reset.
Have started something with the Patriots. Mm. I mean, we have a game. What do you got there?
A burrito.
Oh, a little burrito. We have a game to be excited about this weekend. That's what we have on our hands.
Yeah.
Finally.
The preseason's over.
Sunday.
The preseason has come to an end.
Oh, really?
The season begins on Sunday night.
Done.
The season begins Sunday night for the Patriots.
It's only a good game, and then we got a bye week. Yay.
We'll go to Kevin in Attleboro. Kevin.
Hey, Zoe, I like what you're talking about with the using Jones as the mic, and I thought it'd be interesting if they came out in quarters coverage and brought Jones down into the middle of the box. They could play a cover three and show quarters. It just might be something to do against Jackson, because I know that Belichick has trouble. He doesn't like pulling the trigger on the zero blitz against quarterbacks like Deshaun Watson. He's actually never called a zero blitz against Deshaun Watson. So it'll be interesting to see if he actually wants to go with something so aggressive against a mobile quarterback like that.
You messing with me now? Where are you getting all this football jargon from?
Madden.
Quarter coverage. Bring him down. Show him the backside robber and a bandit.
Xbox.
Yeah. Hit the R2 button on the outside with the flood route. We're going to high-low him on a double smash in the bow. Why banana?
For the record, that's the football guy making fun of your football terms.
Quarters coverage. Bring him down. I see what he's saying, though. If you roll it and then, like, you trick him into seeing he's going to go vertical, but then really you're in thirds. Oof. I like that. Maybe. Trying to out football me, huh? I think he's playing a game. Kevin.
Jay's in Connecticut. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
So, basically, I thought the Patriots O-line looked terrible against the Browns. Granted, they have Garrett and everything, and at times Brady didn't have any time to throw. How does the Ravens defense stack up against the Patriots O-line? And how will the offense look in general? Because it's always Lamar Jackson this for the Ravens. How is their defense? Thanks, guys.
How good's the Ravens defense?
It's okay.
What'd you see on tape this week when you went under the hood there?
One good guy in the front, one good guy in the back. They don't have the same type of cover guys they've had over the years. You remember back in the days when I liked the McAllisters and stuff, and they would allow Ed Reed to come down and kind of police things, and he would move around to where they could play man on the outside. I think they need to be more careful. I do. I think Sanu could be a big, big, big guy in this type of game plan. You know, to where, okay, where did the Patriots hit him in years past? Gronkowski, even who man up the seams? I think the Ravens could give up the seam routes on the inside. Not necessarily on the outside, but the inside seams. And this is where Sanu can come into play. It'll be a big double catch type game for Sanu. See what happens here. Feed this guy. That's what you went and got him for.
Walter in Fall River on the Ravens. Hi, Walt. I know what you're asking. I heard him. I know exactly what he said.
You know?
Is there any extra incentive going into this game, considering that Harbaugh started Deflategate?
I think we're past that.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because it's part of the story.
But I don't think you take your foot off the gas if you get up.
Ah, thank you.
I don't think you're going in
from Brady, though.
It should be from both.
Both. This is a big Brady Belichick, let's hold hands going into this game.
These guys, a Harbaugh Brady thing, not a Harbaugh Belichick.
These guys started it. They did. And that's part of the rivalry, too. And I will keep going back to this. How did they know? How did the Ravens know what was going on? How did they have any knowledge of what the Patriots were up to? Or not up to, according to all of you. What did they know? What did they do? You know, the I know the public story, what they claim.
Right.
What do they really know? What do they really know? And why didn't anyone take a look at them during all this?
Because maybe they were doing some of it too.
No kidding. Maybe they were doing some of it too. Oh, go learn the rule book? Gee, guys. Well, we know how this all goes because you do it and we do it too. But if you're going to tell us to learn the rule book, all bets are off. Yeah, learn the rule book. Stop. Tell us to learn the rule book. Hey, Colts. Yeah, hey, call the league. Tell them to show up next week.
Check the pressure on the balls. Yeah, we've been doing it too.
You want to give Brady an issue? Yeah, check his footballs. You know how we know? Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe we were doing it too. Who knows?
Guys got to study the rule book and, figure it out. And we obviously knew what we were doing.
Ravens, yeah, Ravens skated in that whole thing. No one ever looked into the Ravens.
Listen, those guys got to study the rule book and, figure it out. And...
Ravens all in the background.
Yeah, moving on. AFC title game. Colts.
So cackling in the background.
They were so mad. That's the best thing, too, walking in post-game. Like the Raven, right in front of the Ravens locker room, and they're throwing things. Helmets are flying. Like, there's investment in this game for both sides. I'll never forget, too, when they beat you. Suggs in the hallway. Hey, have fun at the Pro Bowl. Have fun at the Pro Bowl. Just whipped your ass. Yell them down the hallway as the Patriots are all walking in their locker room. Have fun. Yeah, that sucked.
What they were doing was they would announce the eligible player, then Tom would take him to the line right away and snap the ball before we had a chance to even figure out who was lined up where. And that was the deception part of it. It was clearly deception. It's not something that anybody's ever done before. So, you know, the league will look at that type of thing, and I'm sure that they'll make some adjustments and things like
they
that.
They did. They outlawed it. They had to make a new rule for that, too.
Yeah. So what's the next wrinkle you get them on Monday night?
I don't know.
What's that next little cute little wrinkle
Sunday
they're going to
night.
Throw? Or excuse me, Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's going to be another fun thing, too. Sit around all day Sunday just to realize again how bad the rest of the league is, to watch everybody else implode. And you won't even play until 8:30, what, Sunday night? You still already won the day. And then you can compound it with a good ass whipping down here in Baltimore. That'll be a fun weekend. Let's go.
Josh in New Hampshire. Josh.
Hey, guys. First things first, I just want to say I miss you. I moved down to Tampa where football's non-existent except for the XFL Vipers. Go Vipers.
Go Vipers. Vipers?
Go Vipers. Are they in that world? Are they in that world league that Bill's talking about this week?
Oh my God, I don't know, man. But I just undervalued how thoughtful and how smart you guys were with your football knowledge and everything like that.
Quarters.
But my question was, they've got some pretty good cornerbacks and secondary there. What's the separation going to be like, you know, with a banged up Julian and, you know, some undrafted rookies and Sanu in week two? How do you think that's going to fare out with that going against that defensive secondary?
How banged up is Edelman right now? Is he close to 100% now? Is he back to full health?
Remember he kept raising that left shoulder?
Yeah.
And just something wasn't right there?
Yeah, but we're talking about his feet, his legs.
Speed. I think he looks good in space. I don't have a problem with where he's at right now physically, as far as his ability to move around people. I mean, when have they really blown doors to where they're, okay, I'm 5 yards open? And you got to thread a needle here. That's what they do.
No, but he's done a great job of taking advantage of all these soft, wide-open spots and zone coverage.
Well, it's him.
The Patriots will just continue to exploit
his team's
until the end of
play.
Time.
They're not going to play zone on him, are they? The Ravens really going to come out and try and zone this team? Because it's going to be ugly. If they zone him, it's going to be ugly. It really is. At least come out, play some man. Try and blitz him. Go after Brady. Try and make this a game early. Blackout night. Don't forget. It's going to be scary down there. Like Brady might crap his pants on him. And he comes out like, holy crap, 20 years.
Why are they wearing black?
I've never seen everybody wearing black. It's intimidating.
You know what? I mean, go back to 2007. Remember the close game in 2007 in the regular season there? Rivalry games. A lot of rivalry games. 2007. I remember the Ravens game. I know that we all sort of think to the Giants game is the one that they almost lost because they trailed in that Giants game.
Rex ran a timeout. Mm-hmm.
But I look at that Ravens game as the one where it almost, that's the one that
they had them.
They could have lost.
They had him. Jabbar Gaffney.
Ravens had him beat, man.
Yep.
Almost. Almost had them beat. Yeah. Almost had them beat. And that was late in the season. That was in December, too. It's a good one. Let's go to Elias.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, first off, great show. I'm a Cowboys fan, and listening to their radio station is god-awful, so I listen to you guys every day while I'm at work.
Thank you.
Great show, guys. Two things. Zoe, you looking forward to this game? Is calling this game is different than the previous one since it's a preseason game?
Yeah, it gets you excited more as a broadcaster. Absolutely. A little intensity in this game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Actually, I'll see how Tom Brady does. And also, do you, on the rest of the schedule, what's one team, if Mahomes is not 100%, will give you guys the most trouble down the line? Thanks, guys.
Okay. I think Eagles in Houston. I know he's a Cowboys fan. I just think you match up well against Dallas, and I think the stupidity from the coaching staff down there will kill them.
Houston's better coached. I think, obviously, the Eagles are better coached than the Cowboys.
Right now, the action update at the end of next segment at 12:30.
Big, big day. Big time here.
In celebration of Halloween, Monster Mash headlines all on the way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, Sports Talk, while you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand,
the sports show radio host,
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.